This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. How long did it take you to get to know your neighbors? How long would it take if you moved into a new place right now, as we're told to stay inside? That's the situation WHYY radio producer Buffy Gorilla is in, but she has come up with a creative solution.
Hi, Buffy. How are you? Nice to see you, and welcome to the building.
This is the type of in-person greeting I'd hoped I would hear when I moved into my new apartment in early March. These warm hellos would be followed by a firm but welcoming handshake. I arrived 1 week before things went a bit corona crazy, and we were told to stay inside. All this got me wondering, how do I become part of this community when everyone is in but no one is coming out? And even meeting new neighbors has had to move online.
All right, virtual.
My partner Ben and I decided to throw a virtual housewarming party via Zoom to meet some of our new neighbors in the most socially awkward way possible. We opted for a weekend afternoon, assuming that most of our neighbors would be working from home during the week, and like us, looking for a way to fill a bit of time on the weekend.
Let's go make some deliveries.
Coast is clear. I hung a poster in the elevator and one in the mailbox area. I even hand-wrote some notes and slid them under the doors of our most immediate neighbors. I started to wonder if anyone would actually log on. It's time for the party. I've decided to wear jeans and I even put on some lipstick. Ben is wearing a shirt with a collar. We're clearly trying to make a good impression. And like with most parties, someone always turns up a bit early.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
But once Kathy, John, and Rob were in our virtual living room.
Hi, Buffy. I'm John. Welcome to the building. It's nice to have you here.
Hi, John. Nice to meet you.
This sounds like a really fun party here.
The conversation started with what people are doing on lockdown.
I take my dog, Sparky, who many of you have seen on about 4 or 5 walks a day. And I cook very elaborate meals for myself.
I'm just getting rest and binge watching a lot of ridiculous television, total fantasy. I just need to escape a little bit.
Then we pivoted the conversation, like you would in a normal housewarming party, to learn more about the building.
I would say the only thing that I think is a little odd about the building is there's really strange noises. It's really quiet. Like, I can't hear anybody's music. I can't hear people talking, but I hear footsteps. And I hear what I believe I just finally identified from the other side is exercise equipment.
The floorboards are continuous through the apartments. The ceiling height, which we all love, is also a contributor to sound that carries.
And since Ben and I are new to the city as well, our guests were happy to share some facts about the neighborhood.
Just for some history, Callow Hill is named after William Penn's wife.
I heard this weird rumor, and it's probably incorrect, but that it was also Gallows Hill at some point. That's where they had executions, like in the a million years ago, but it's probably incorrect. David Lynch lived actually where the U-Haul building is.
We can see the U-Haul building from our unit.
He lived on this side of the street in a building that no longer exists. That's our other big claim to fame.
And a final question to everyone at our non-conventional housewarming party about what is bringing them joy at the moment.
In 2 weeks of being locked at home, I've sort of rediscovered cooking. I've been doing the frozen meal thing for a long time. Cooked food tastes good. It's good.
I'm really enjoying time connecting with my cat and my dog. And if, by the way, if you see me with the dog in the hall, she's not friendly. I'll spare you her her barking.
Thank you so much, everyone. Enjoy your days and stay safe.
Bye. Welcome.
Bye-bye.
There's a real plus to this new way of hosting a party. It's very easy on the finances. No catering or buying drinks. Zoom cuts you off after 40 minutes so people don't hang around too long. And I think our new neighbors appreciated the distraction. After the housewarming party, I got an email from Kathy. It said, "Look outside your door." There was a gift. A bottle of wine and some rubber gloves. Housewarming gifts in the time of corona. Thank you, Kathy. Buffy Gorilla, WHYY News.